Winnipeg is home to Canada's first human rights museum. But it's not just the exhibits inside that are worth looking at. The exterior of the building also has its own story to tell. Angela Cassie is Director of Communications at the museum.
The museum's exhibits are developed by Ralph Applebaum Associates out of New York. The architecture of the building was designed by Antoine Pradock from Albuquerque, New Mexico. This was an international design competition, and his design was selected because of the strong human rights imagery in the building. And I'll walk through some of the main components. First are the roots, and that's R-O-O-T-S, much like the roots of a tree. And there are four of them in the museum, really gripping the museum into Mother Earth, and it's meant to demonstrate a strong connection to the Earth. In each of those roots, we have classrooms, a theater, a temporary gallery, and a restaurant and retail. So they also play a very functional role. One of the main design features is the cloud, which is this glass that envelops the exterior of the building. And it has these five panels that almost look like the folded wings of a dove. And when we talk about human rights, we talk about what kind of world do we ultimately want to build. And those wings of a dove represent peace. And it also envelops and protects the content within the museum. At the back of the museum, we have what we refer to as a mountain. And part of the joke is we are here on Canada's prairie, so maybe we needed something with a little bit of height. But it's also a symbol of strength, and that's where the museum's galleries are housed. And it's a protective force made out of Manitoba Tindallstone, which is a stone that we see used very often around our province. And also it's used in our Parliament buildings in Ottawa. And it's a beautiful yellowish-white stone, and it really glows against the prairie blue sky and the prairie grasses that'll make up our landscaping. And ultimately, the feature is at the top of the museum is our Tower of Hope. The tower is up to 328 feet tall. There is a viewing platform that will give you a 360 panoramic view of the city, but it is a light and bright space, and it's meant to conclude your visitor's journey and give you a space that is filled with lightness and brightness and really begin to create an environment for you to imagine a better tomorrow. From there, some of the interior elements include Garden of Contemplation, which is reminiscent of the Giant's Causeway in that it has basalt columns at different heights. It's a garden that will be made out of stone and water, and it's in the middle of this glass cloud, so it will be light-filled. It has high vaulted ceilings, and it's meant to be a place where you can reflect after your journey. And the whole journey is done on a series of ramps that move through the building, and those ramps are clad with alabaster, and the ramps crisscross a black concrete walls that make up a hallway, and we call that our Hall of Hope. So the entire architecture represents a journey from darkness to light, from the earthen, darker entry to the peak of the tower. It's meant to underscore that while we're a museum of human rights and we'll tell difficult stories, we also want to provide a sense of the fact that we are progressing, that there are examples of perseverance and resilience, and ultimately we want people to leave the museum with a sense of hope in terms of how they can make change.
Also, one of the aspects of the building is you're trying to make it as environmental as possible. So what sort of things are you doing to make it more green?
Well, we're going for LEED Silver certification, and part of what we've incorporated in the architecture of the building is a fritting pattern on the glass cloud. So certainly here in Winnipeg, we have extremes in terms of the range of weather that we'll experience in a 365-day year, from 35 degrees Celsius as highs through the summer to minus 35 degrees Celsius as a low in the winter. So having a glass facade, it was extremely important that it could handle those ranges and that we kept condensation and managed the humidity levels. So the frit pattern in the glass cloud will allow some of that light to filter through, but our HVAC systems will allow the hot air to raise through the museum and be vented out and create a stable environment within the building. We're also, from the selection of paints that we're using and different finishings, all of those things are considered in terms of toxicity, and we also have cisterns to capture gray water that we will use for our toilets. So those are all different elements within the building that we've used to achieve the green certification. And of course, our landscaping all around the building will be tall grass prairie, which is a natural grass, and as a result needs less watering than a manicured lawn. And those are all elements that have been integrated into the landscaping as well that help us be more environmentally sustainable.
That's Angela Cassie, Director of Communications at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.